Kukhetho lukamongameli abasekeli babancintisa kukhetho oluzayo uJD Vance noTim Walz bakhangelelwe ukuba bazanqikelana kungxoxompikiswano yabo yakuqala lokugcina namuhla kusihlwa. UTim Walz loJD Vance bazanqikelana kungxoxompikiswano le okuzaba okungela abantu njalo ezakhokhelwa ngabantu ababili okwehola lengxenye. UVance ongusenator weOhio ongumsekeli kaMnumzana Donald Trump uthi ingxoxompikiswano le izaveza ukuba ibandla leRepublican Party lizavikela njani imingcele njalo ngendlela elizathuthukisa ngayo umnotho weMelika.
It's an opportunity for me to get to tell the American people how I think we can make their lives better and how Donald Trump's policies can make them more prosperous, can make the world more peaceful.
Leli lithuba lokuthi sitshele abantu beMelika ukuba siza kwenza njani ukuze impilo zabo zibe ngcono, bathuthuke, njalo lokuthi uTrump uzavimba abokuza ezansi yelizwe. Singenza lokhu, sizanqoba.
Walz ongusibalukhulu wesabelo seMinnesota ungumsekeli kankosikazi Kamala Harris uthi ibandla leDemocratic Party lifisa ukunceda kakhulu izisebenzi zeMelika, hathi laba abaphikisana labo abalomunye umbono.
Like all regular people I grew up with in the heartland, JD studied at Yale, had his career funded by Silicon Valley billionaires, and then wrote a bestseller trashing that community. Come on!
Njengomuntu wonke ngakhulela enzikini yendawo le, hathi uJD wafunda eYale eselelwa izinothi zeSilicon Valley, wathi esephutshe izifundo zakhe waloba ugwalo ethethisa uZulu. Yeyi, ayisiyo ndlela yokuphila labantu leyo eMelika. Ngifisa ukulitshela ukuthi ngimelele ukuya kungxoxompikiswano le ngiyebhekana le ndoda le.
UVance wayezonda uTrump wanqoba kukhetho lweSenate esekelwa nguye. Okwamanje ulandela uTrump olesihloko sokhetho esithi America First.
Enemies and a lot of Democrats call us populists like it's something of an insult. But if being a populist means being on the side of working people rather than the powerful elites.
Angithi liyabona khona manje amaDemocrats athi sizenza omina mina abakwenza engani inhlamba. Nxa ukuba ngumina mina kusitsho ukuthi ngisekela izisebenzi kulezi nothi, akube njalo ngisekeleni.
UVance usanda kutyela inkokheli yamazwe akuzwekazi le-Europe ukuba kumele benike imali ele-Ukraine ukuze lilwisane lele-Russia elihlasela ngamandla. Walz uthi uVance loTrump bafuna ukudiliza ubukhokheli beMelika. UVance uthi unkosikazi Harris uthwalisa nzima izisebenzi, hathi abantu bokuza.
When Republicans used to talk about freedom, many of them actually meant it. They weren't going to turn their backs on our allies. They weren't going to leave Ukraine to themselves.
Abakubandla lama-Republicans babejayele ukukhuluma inkululeko besitsho khonokho ngempela. Babengeke babalekela abasekelana labo. Babengeke bayekele ele-Ukraine lisilwa lodwa.
UVance uthi unkosikazi Harris uthwalise nzima izisebenzi, hathi abantu bokuza.
What Kamala Harris seems to want to do is to give all the benefits of American citizenship to people who shouldn't even be here, and that's going to bankrupt this country.
Kamala Harris ufuna ukuba izithukuthuku zabantu beMelika ziphelele ezandleni zabantu bokuza okungamelanga babe kuleli lizwe. Lokhu kuzabuyisela muva ilizwe leli njalo kwenze kube nzima ukuthi abantu bakuleli bathenge izindlu, bethenge ukudla lokunye okubancedayo.
Walz uthi uTrump ngusomabhizimusi ongene kwezombusazwe ukwenzela ukunothisa abanye abanothileyo.
Rig the economy for those at the top and screw the people at the bottom. That's what they do. Your costs go up. They repeal the Affordable Care Act and bring us back.
Inzuzo yomnotho ebisezandleni zabanothileyo, abantu abaningi besidla inqweqo zomlomo. Bafuna ukuthi kulahlwe umthetho wezempila kahle Affordable Care Act, kukhulunywe ngokugula kwabantu, baphungula i-Social Security le-Medicare okwenza umama aphile engabimpofu.
Le yingxoxompikiswano yokugcina kungakenziwa ukhetho mhla ka-5 kuLwezi. Okwamanje abanye abantu ezabelweni ezijiyeneyo sebeqalisile ukuvota. Lolu daba lulotshwe intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns, lalethulela yimi uDaba kaNcube owe-Studio 7.